One thing I really like doing with my camera is taking family photo shoots, especially when there's kids involved. It's really fun to work with kids and to get them to laugh and smile, and it's just a fun time. And I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but I like knowing that in the back of my mind, I'm doing a really small part to help capture moments that they will have with them for the rest of their lives. And they might be sitting through a photo, looking through a photo album 5 years from now, and looking at the photos that I take for them. And it's a humbling thought, really, to be just a tiny little part of a family's life or an individual's life when you're taking their picture, and knowing that even though that session might only last 15 minutes or an hour, they're going to have an artifact from that session that they will look back on for the rest of their lives and maybe even share with their kids years from now. I mean, it's crazy to think about photography in a cosmic sense like that, but it's true. That's what we do as photographers, is we help create these memories for people. And this photo that you're looking at here is one of those memories that this family is going to have with them for the rest of their life and the rest of their child's life. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the photo shoot itself from where this picture was taken, but also the photo itself. So a little bit of background on the photo. This particular shot, the only time we could get together to do this photo shoot was on a Sunday morning after church. It was about 9:30, and I met up with the family on campus at about 9:30, and the plan was to spend an hour or so taking pictures. And the lighting wasn't that great, but it was definitely workable. Now, I had scouted this location before, and not just the location, but I went there at about 9:30 in the morning so that I could see not only what was the surroundings like, but what would the lighting look like and what else what might be in the background. And it's important to do that if you're looking for a location to take photos. Visit the location not just physically at wherever it is, but at the same time so that you can get a sense of what else is happening at that location at that same time. Now, this is actually – it's on campus, so it's maybe only a couple blocks from where I work on campus. And I've seen it many times, but I don't often think about this particular location in the context of taking a photo shoot with a family with a four-month-old child. So it's important to do that if you're going to be doing this sort of thing. On this particular day, the sunlight was pretty bright, but this area was nice and shady. There's a lot of trees here. There's some big buildings off to the side, and so you get all this sunlight, which isn't necessarily the greatest when the sun is high in the sky, but you get all this shade, which is really great. So you get the benefits of the light without the harsh shadows and things like that. One issue that came up, though, as a result, was getting the exposure right, since there was so much light behind the subjects. Depending on how your camera meters for exposure, you can end up with shots that are way too dark because it's looking at all the bright spots in the back. I talked about that a few episodes ago or a few photos ago. I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty details of that here, but suffice it to say, exposure was a little tricky, and a few of the pictures I really had to clean up in Lightroom. Yay for RAW. I would have been sunk if I shot in JPEG. RAW was able to preserve so much data that even though a few of the pictures came back looking almost entirely black, with RAW, you can save so much of that data. So much of that data is saved, and so you can do so much with it in post afterwards. So anyway, side tip, shoot in RAW, not JPEG. It's awesome. Back to this particular photo shoot. The grass was wet because it was early in the morning, and thankfully we had a few blankets and actually a painter's canvas I sort of grabbed at the last minute. And that's another side tip. If you're going to be doing this sort of thing, always come prepared. Bring extra things that you think you might not need, but bring them anyway, like a little stool to sit on or some toys or props or blankets or a canvas. I went to the hardware store and bought a couple painter's canvases just for these types of photo shoots because you never know what you'll encounter. On this particular shot, again, to sort of bring it back to this photo shoot, I tried lots of poses. Some were spontaneous, some were planned. Yes, I've looked up on Pinterest about family photos, and I've got a lot of ideas of what to do and what not to do. But it's also good to just sort of go along with whatever the family wants to try also. So they might not know exactly what they want, and that's what your job is as a photographer, but they might have something they want to try, and it's good to go along with that as well. I shot almost the entire morning with the 50 millimeter lens on my D7100, which is what you're seeing here, that you're seeing the results at, and my 35 millimeter lens on the D200, and it worked great. I shot probably 80% with the 7100, and boy, that camera, oh my goodness, it's such a good camera. I know it's a crop sensor camera, but it is such a good crop sensor camera. If you are looking to up your game and looking for some new gear, I can hardly recommend that 7100 highly enough. It's awesome. Now about the photo itself. So this is shot at 50 millimeters, obviously, and the child is looking up at the parents who are right behind me. Now, one thing to think about when I was taking this photo and positioning the child is, where's the light coming from? That's important to know whenever you're taking photos. I had the sun behind me, so I had to work around that. Now, if the sun was in front of me, the shadows would have been all wrong. The light would have been all wrong. But you notice if you look at the kid's eyes, you can see these bright sparkles in his eyes. That's because he's looking up through the trees. He's looking up at his parents, but he's also, his eyes are catching all this light coming through the trees because the sun is right back there. And it was so cool to get that effect where these sparkles in his eyes were just shining bright the whole morning because of all the lights up in the sky, thanks to the sun. So that was actually one advantage of shooting at 9:30 or 10 o'clock in the morning. That wouldn't necessarily happen if you shot right during the golden hour of right at sunrise. On this, as I was taking this picture, and there are others from this shoot, if you click through on the photo, you can go to my Flickr and see others. But on this one, I was on my belly, scooting around a lot, trying to get different angles, and I was making lots of sounds and trying to get his attention along with his parents. And he was a happy little boy. It was so much fun to do this shoot. And I had learned from previous sessions not to overdo it on the depth of field. I shot most of the morning at F4, ISO 400 on my D7100. ISO is 400 is so clean on that camera. It's amazing. And shooting at F4 was, you might think, well, that why not blow it out to F2.8 or F1.8? Well, in this particular photo, I was about 5 feet from him. I didn't measure, but I think I was about 5 feet from him. Shooting at F4, when you're about 5 feet from your subject on a D7100, gives you about 6 inches of depth of field. That's not much wiggle room. And if you look at him, you can see his eyes are in focus, his nose is in focus. But man, that on his left shoulder, the jacket is, or the little vest is starting to get out of focus. And then beyond that, it's way out of focus. There's not much wiggle room. F2.8 would have been more background blur or more bokeh, as they say. But the shallower depth of field would have lost some of the context. You wouldn't have been able to make out what was behind him. And you would have had even less wiggle room for your depth of field. It would have been so shallow. So the lesson from that is, just because your lens can go to F1.8 or some of these bigger apertures doesn't mean you should go to F1.8. I'm probably, to be honest, I could have brought a kit lens and shot this whole morning with a kit lens. I don't even have a kit lens, so I guess I couldn't have. But if all you have is a kit lens, man, if you got a ton of light, you can still work some magic with that. There's other lessons too, like come prepared. Bring stuff that you think you might need or you might need and shoot in RAW. But probably the biggest lesson from a photo shoot like this, if you've never done this sort of thing before, is you're the photographer. You have to take charge. And it's as tough if you're not used to doing that. But your clients show up and they expect you to know what you're doing. They want you to tell them what to do. They want you to instruct them and say, you sit here, you sit here, you hold the child, you do this, you look over here. You're the expert. And even if you're not, you got to fake it because that's what they expect. And so you have to act like it. If you haven't done shoots like this before, it can be kind of weird to show up and start ordering people around. And of course you do it gently and kindly. But man, you have to be willing to take charge on a photo shoot like this and give people instructions. That's your job, and that's what they want you to do. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, you also have to be open to their ideas. But probably the biggest takeaway from this shoot and others like it is, have a plan for the morning. Know what you want to do. Try new things, sure, but have a plan and then execute it. And you'll have a great time and make some great memories for the couple.